Hello and welcome to A Skeptic's Guide to Conspiracy, the podcast that examines conspiracy theory, conspiracy fact, and those who promote these theories. And we're going to have another news-related show. This is for the week ending November 17th, 2017. And it was kind of a light week. Only a couple stories of any substance popped up. The first one is that the Flat Earth, International Flat Earth Society, had their first conference. It was held in North Carolina, and apparently for $250 a person, you can go in and watch the crazies talk about the Earth being flat. There was a number of articles. Most of the reports seem to be just general, picking out somebody and trying to figure out what it means to be a flat Earth believer. And of course, the general consensus seems to be, or at least a common thread through much of their arguments, have been that NASA's been covering up the Earth being flat, a lot of, you know, all the fake photos and stuff like that. And I would love to go into that more, but actually Stuart Robbins has just did a show on the Flat Earth, so be sure to check out, probably put a link in there and for the show notes to find that show, because he does a much better job at explaining the Flat Earth, why they're wrong, basically. Much of the Flat Earth belief is that NASA's been hiding information, plus kind of a weird physics that kind of goes along with it. So I think I'd leave it to Stuart to better explain it. I can't go in. I could, but I'm not that familiar with the physics behind the Flat Earth and why that is wrong. And the only other interesting story that has popped up has to do with the convicted former Subway pitchman, Jared Fogle, who was arrested and sentenced to 15 years and 8 months after pleading guilty, traveling across state lines to engage in sexual conduct with a minor and the distribution and receipt of child pornography. Well, apparently a associate of his in prison pitched the idea, and apparently Fogle went ahead and tried to play the sovereign citizen card. Basically, I think I've talked a little bit about it. I probably should do a full show on sovereign citizens, but these are people who believe that they're above the law. There's no, they found the secret codes or the secret language that law uses to, I don't know, circumvent certain legal whatever. But anyhow, good old Jared, he tried to pull this and got pretty much slapped down for this. I don't know what. Apparently I don't know if this is costing him anything. Certainly it's probably going to cost him some court costs, filing the appropriate papers and so on. So I'm going to kind of leave that in the air also, because, one, there's much more to the sovereign citizen story than what's going on here. At least from what I could tell from the one article, which was the American Bar Association's journal, the idea that what Fogle was trying to do was claim that the court that he was in had no jurisdiction over his particular case and claiming a sovereign citizen. It doesn't work this way, folks. Don't try it. It doesn't work. It hasn't worked, and it's still not working. So I'm going to close that. There was an interesting story about supposedly that Jupiter and Venus was going to collide and cause the end of the Earth, throwing the Earth into 15 days of darkness that would kill everything on the planet. This was supposed to happen on November 19th. And considering that I am recording this on November 19th. I think this is another drastic fail by the end of the world type prophecy. I don't know what I want to call them. So that's pretty much the news for the past week, and I don't really have much material to go along with this, so I'm going to call this the show. But before I leave, so I'd like to make a few announcements. First, there was an interesting article about Pizzagate in the Rolling Stone magazine. I will leave a link in the show notes for that. Nothing really exciting. I'm still going to try to do a weekly podcast covering the news, so it's so far been working pretty good. I got some good feedback from a couple listeners. Sorry I haven't gotten back to you yet on that. I want to just give you a big thank you, so a personal thank you, so hang on for that. Then nothing, I haven't done anything else. I am planning a lot of vacation over December, so maybe I can get some really good stuff put together and in preparation for the new year. So thank you for listening, and good night.